As the investigation continues into the now-notorious Batmobile case, the attorney hired to represent outgoing Sheriff Carlos Bolaños is alleging that the County Board of Supervisors has interfered with the legal authority of its district attorneys and sheriff's offices. The board last month contracted with former Alameda County Superior Court Judge Winifred Smith to conduct an independent probe into Bolaños's sanctioned raid of an Indiana businessman who makes and sells 1966-era Batmobiles, and the subsequent criminal charges brought by District Attorney Stephen Wagstaffe's office. The board also asked the State Attorney General to begin an inquiry into the criminal investigation and prosecution of the carmaker, but on Wednesday, the AG declined to take the case citing it did not find a compelling need for oversight from the State Department of Justice. James Touchstone, a lawyer representing Bolaños, called the county's investigation politically minded and a waste of taxpayer money. I question the timing of the so-called investigation into the sheriff's activities when we still have a pending investigation, he said. To me, it appears to be designed to back the sheriff and the DA off from this case, which is improper. Touchstone said Bolaños had been very forthcoming, and cited an August 8 letter Bolaños sent to the entire sheriff's office detailing his involvement in and reasons for pursuing the case. In contrast, he accused the county of ignoring his request for information and cited a September 1 letter sent to County Attorney John Nibelin, in which Touchstone wrote that the legal basis for such an investigation has not been disclosed to Sheriff Bolaños. Nibelin disagreed with Touchstone's characterization. There's nothing the investigation would do that would result in any kind of interference with the sheriff's investigatory authority under California law, he said, adding that state law permits some oversight of law enforcement activity. We're not trying to undo or derail or shape the investigation, but to understand how we got to where we are. ABC7's iTeam broke the story in late July, reporting that Atherton realtor Sam Anagnosto had recruited the sheriff to investigate an alleged theft by false pretense, after the $210,000 Batmobile that he ordered was delayed. Mark Raycop, the Batmobile maker and owner of Fiberglass Freaks, in Logansport, Indiana, said that Anagnosto did not complete a payment and stopped communicating for several months. In August, facing an investigation led by Judge Smith, Bolaños sought permission from the county to retain his own legal counsel, at taxpayer expense. Touchstone services cost $255 per hour, for a total amount not to exceed $25,000, according to a contract between the county and law firm Jones and Mayer. Though the county could have denied Bolaños's request and assigned him a lawyer, Nibelin said he ultimately understood the sheriff's concerns about conflicts of interest. While arguments could be made that he's incorrect, I determined that it was appropriate to grant him his request in this case, he said. Nibelin said that the sheriff could, in theory, seek a writ in the Superior Court to try to bar the county's investigation, though he doubted such action would be successful. Though he said he didn't have any reason to believe Bolaños would seek legal recourse, he added, "We'd be prepared to deal with it, if it happened." Touchstone said he was not prepared to discuss whether he and his client would take legal action against the county in light of its investigation. However, in an extensive five-page Public Records Act request submitted to the county attorney late last month, Touchstone asked for all documentation of communications among board members, county employees and members of the public regarding the investigation of Bolaños and Wagstaff. He also requested documents pertaining to the budget and authority of the board to conduct an investigation of the sheriff, as well as any documentation of allegations of misconduct against the county, members of the board and the county manager. Asked whether his client would continue to cooperate with the investigation in the meantime, Touchstone said that was up to Bolaños. That will ultimately be the sheriff's decision, he said. We'll just have to see. Wagstaff, who has not sought outside legal counsel, said in an email that he requested 4 follow-up investigative steps to be completed before deciding whether to pursue or dismiss the case against Raycop. He declined to specify what those steps are. Wagstaff said he expected the sheriff's office investigator to submit the report to his office in the next couple of days, at which point he would discuss the findings and then announce a final decision. Raycop, the Batmobile maker, is scheduled to appear in court for an arraignment on September 30.